Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm very sure he's going to sue multiple times in every way possible based on what he's promised to do. So I am very thankful for the correct, what I believe is the correct answer and shutting things down. That's the right thing. But the whole experience at the hearing was very disturbing with what the owner did.
And that is David Townsley, the pastor at Riverside Baptist Church. And what he talked about in that interview yesterday was he felt there were a lot of threats against him and his congregation by Steve Gagne, who joins us now, who's the co-owner of the Wicked Fun Club. Again, if you don't know the story, in Plymouth, there is a swingers club set up shop next to a church. They share the same parking lot. There was a cease and desist letter for them to shut down. It was appealed to the zoning commission, and that appeal was denied earlier in the week. And so now here we are. And Steve joins us now on Brian and Company. First of all, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's really important to us to get both sides of the story. Like, what happened in that meeting? Because you said you felt like people went after you, and he felt like he was threatened too.
See, that's where I'm kind of confused. I don't understand how I was threatening the church. I didn't threaten the church in any way at all. I threatened the town. The town's the one who illegally, put a cease and desist order on us. So I don't understand why he feels threatened. He's a non-entity right now. He caused this whole thing by stopping one of my members in the parking lot, posing as me to get their ticket so he could take a picture and pass it on to the police department so they could start their investigation, which again found no illegal activity. So he's the genesis of all of this. But our sights aren't on him. Our sights are on the town at this point because they violated our First Amendment rights by letting mob rule on Tuesday night, and they voted against us based on emotion and, a moral high ground versus the letter of the law, because that's how we operated. And we operated within the letter of the law, which is why we were there. If the law said we couldn't be there, I wouldn't have been there. I would have been somewhere else. But it was the most convenient place, and we were allowed to be there.
Well, let me just ascertain that first of all. You didn't set up shop purposely next to a church.
No, I can care less if they were, no. But the
so why so why not just there, why not just find a good location somewhere else?
Because the logistics of trying to find exactly what I needed, this was the perfect location. You could say, well, there's hundreds of different empty commercial spaces, but there's one that I was looking for that was approximately the exact same square footage, a safe parking environment, a safe place for people to park. There was plenty of parking. The way the unit was set up. So I scoured all of Connecticut, well, within a certain radius of where I live, and this is the most perfect location. We had another location in Waterbury that fell through, and then the very same day, same broker, this property popped up, and this is I knew this property, and I knew it was the perfect location.
So we're tight on time here. I want to make sure we get through a few things with Steve Gagne, sure. Co-owner of the Wicked Fun Club. Right now, it's not operating, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I think part of the reason Pastor Townsley felt threatened, he felt like you threatened to sue everybody, not just the town. So tell me, who have you filed suit yet?
No, not yet. I mean, okay. The lawsuit is drawn. We're just waiting. I mean, there's some minor specifics that we have to deal with, like our landlord. Our landlord had signed an affidavit saying that he's going to start the eviction process, which we don't think he really has grounds to stand because we pay our rent and we're not a nuisance. He has no reason to get rid of us. He's claiming that we lied on what we were. We never lied. We always said we were a private members only social club. The activities that happens in the later evening of the night is no one's business because it's within the privacy of our club because it's a private members only club. And we're not committing any crime. So that okay. was none of his business and no one else's business. So
who are you going to get past so specifically, who are you going to sue?
The town of Plymouth.
Okay. And what's the, on what grounds and when will that suit be filed?
Basically, because we don't agree with the ruling of the board, we're taking it to state court. We're going to let a judge decide. And once we file, we're going to ask for a stay. But again, what I was referring to is the town is hoping that the landlord is successful in the eviction process, because if that's the case, then we have no grounds to stand on. The cease and desist order that the ZBA denied our appeal. So if we can't sue, then the town can save hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal fees to defend their bogus claim. So right now I have to negotiate with the landlord to hopefully convince.
So you basically saying if you get evicted, you cannot sue. Is that what you're saying? I just want to make sure.
We could sue, but there's just no grounds for it.
Yeah, yeah. I
mean, you could sue for anything, but the landlord doesn't have any grounds to evict us, so yeah. He wouldn't be successful. This is a tenant-friendly state.
So, we have to go. But is there anything you want our audience to know about your stance, or your standpoint, or this story that maybe they don't know, or what do you want to say?
We follow the letter of the law, and we're going to continue to fight. This is an assault on small business and social clubs in the state of Connecticut, and we're just going to continue to fight. We're not going to back down.
Steve, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like,
yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.